She didn't walk over right away. Just got in line at the counter to order a dirty chai, standing with her back to me while the barista made it. I kept my eyes on my screen, but I could no longer concentrate on anything. Finally, she doctored her tea with a dash of cinnamon at the condiment station and sat down across from me. "That thing is like 1,000 years old," she said by way of greeting, with a nod at my computer. "Crime doesn't pay?" "Crime occasionally pays, but this still works, so what's the difference? It looks like it's being held together by muffin crumbs." Despite myself, I laughed out loud. "So," she said, "you're not returning my texts and you're drinking iced tea. What's happened to you?"
"I don't have that much to say to dot, dot, dot," I said. "And not that I have to explain my tea temperature to you, but it's hot outside."
She shrugged.
"You know I'm always cold."
"I do." We looked at each other for a while.
"I was surprised," she said after a pause, "that you didn't respond. That isn't like you."
That, I thought, was very telling. "Just taking a page from your playbook," I said.
"Which is?"
"Radio silence to drive somebody crazy. Is it working?" She laughed, that big laugh of hers. Dirty and sexy and joyful all at once. It always made my chest hurt, like my heart was too big for my rib cage.
"I thought you were mad at me."
I drank some tea. "I'm not anything at you. But it's finally dawning on me that you aren't good for me, Catherine, so I'm just keeping to myself." She arched an eyebrow.
"And yet, here we are."